Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And your phone calls are welcome throughout this 5 o'clock hour at 888-957-9570. So glad that all of you are with us. Comcast Business Text Line, keep firing away. Twitch, YouTube, the chat over on YouTube, always live and always coming at you. Thank you so much for all being here. So you know what Grandy said on the internet earlier?
I missed it.
I was kicking around, and then I'm like, oh, look, there's Grandy. And it was Grandy and E-Dog, and they're talking. And basically, and Grandy, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to, like, put words in your mouth. So you hop on here and tell me if I'm expressing your opinion in any sort of an incorrect way. But you were basically like Trey Lance has got to get his shot. He's got to get his shot. Is that about right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, now, does it have to, and you mean it has to be here?
It has to be this season, I think.
It has to be this year.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that look like? Well, like how?
A stretch of 3 or 4 regular season games.
Would you, if Brock's healthy and there's no reason for him to not be out there, you would still give Trey the 3 or 4 consecutive games so you could see what he's got?
I think so. Yeah. I think the Niners are failing if they don't. Because I think if they don't give him the shot this year, he's not going to ever have the chance here, and you're never going to know what you have.
This is very, very interesting to me. This is interesting to me. Do y'all feel that way? 888-957-9570. Does Trey Lance have to get his shot this year in a 49er uniform? And would you do that even at the expense of a healthy Brock Purdy getting to play in those games and take whatever you get out of them? Win, loss, draw, anything in between, do you have to get a look at Trey Lance this year? We'll take some calls on that. 888-957-9570. What do you think?
No is the answer.
Yeah.
Because if you... I like what Mark said, Mark Grandy, in terms of on the surface. On the surface of, yeah, you got to get a look at Trey Lance for 4 games to see what you have. But if you don't get a look at Trey Lance for 4 games to see what you have, that tells you that they've already seen what they have and they don't like what they have. And also the other part of it is you don't have the luxury in the NFL to squander away games at the expense of seeing what you have. So even if you think that Trey Lance is QB 1B, if he's really, really close to Brock Purdy, but Brock was undefeated and Brock's the guy and we got to give Brock the chance, even if you think that Trey Lance is really nipping at Brock Purdy's heels and Brock Purdy is QB 1, you don't give up any snaps, any reps to QB 2 in any way, shape, or form. You don't do that in the NFL. You do that in college. You do it in high school for sure. You don't do that in the pros. So if you think that Brock Purdy is good enough to be QB1, if you think that Trey Lance is good enough to be QB1, then he can beat out Brock Purdy and be the guy. But I think they already know what they know about Trey Lance in terms of whether or not he can be the guy.
Like, I know, Grandy, I know where you're coming from. I get where he's coming from, which is that the facts of how we got here are what they are. It doesn't matter if he should have been drafted 3rd overall. He was. It doesn't matter if the 49ers traded up or if they were already at number 3. The bottom line is they did. They traded up 2 future firsts in order to get there and draft him number 3 overall. And it's unprecedented, the idea that a number 3 overall pick would never even essentially get a fair shake or a real look. But I also, and for me, this is just what trained me this in my life, is parenting, which is that things rarely go the way for you to plan them to go. Like, it just don't. And the quicker you can learn how to accept that, the better off things are going to be, and the better off things are going to go. Tell you a quick story. Remember a couple weeks ago, right? Lovely Christy and I go to Yosemite. Remember we missed a couple shows, right? So the week before we were going to go, we get the news. Yosemite's closed. We're closing the park.
Yeah.
Because the temperature is going to be 89 degrees for 3 days, and the snow's all going to melt, and it's going to flood the park, and that's it. So that's it. The park's closed. Now, the way my mom's brain works, well, so I guess that's the end of that trip, and I guess you'll be staying home, and I guess we don't need to come be with the kids anymore. And I was like, well, Mom, let's see what happens. I don't know if the weather is actually going to be like that, or maybe the park will reopen at a certain point before we get there. Or
pivot,
maybe,
don't panic,
like,
Ellen.
I mean, we're just like, let's see what happens, right? And I confirmed that we'd get a refund, all that stupid stuff. But the point is actually that heat snap that was coming never came, and the park never did close, and everything was fine. However, even if it had, I told my parents, I go, you don't need to worry about it, because you're coming either way, because if we don't go there, we're going to go somewhere else. In other words, like...
We're out of here.
Right. Yes.
In other words...
We are getting the heck out of Dodge.
In other words, the kids are yours.
But also...
We're out.
We've planned for 6 months to go to Yosemite. Trey Lance. But if something else made sense in that moment... We're going there. We're going to go do that. And we're just going to follow that, because that's what's happening in this moment. So for me today, it doesn't matter where they were drafted. It doesn't matter what your plan was. What's here right now is Brock Purdy and an 8-0 record. And I just find it, difficult to wrap my head around the other side of this. We got to see Trey. Well, no, my response is, you're not allowed to bench Brock unless you have a reason.
Right, and the only reason would be Trey's better. That's the only reason why you would bench Brock.
Agreed.
It has nothing to do with you don't lose your job to injury, because Trey Lance lost his job to injury to a guy who got hurt, who then lost his job to injury. Brock Purdy then started, and he got hurt, and he lost his job to injury to Josh Johnson, who got hurt, and he lost his job to injury to the guy who was already injured, who came back and couldn't throw. And now here we are entering a new season, and it's a crapshoot. And the QB1 job goes to the best quarterback on your roster. End of story. Because Kyle Shanahan loves Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, Sam Darnold, Brandon Allen. He loves these men, I'm sure, as much as a coach can love his players. But what he loves more than the individuals is winning football games. So when it comes time for the first game of the year, he's going to play the best quarterback who's available. And he knows that it's not good that he traded 3 first-round picks to move up and get a first-round pick for a quarterback who may never work out with the organization. That's a bad thing. But you know what that is, Mark? That's a press conference. That is a moment in a press conference where at some point he comes out and has to admit the mistake, explain the mistake, he'll field questions, it'll be uncomfortable, and he'll move on. And it's easier to move on if you go 12-5 and you make it to the NFC Championship game. If you go 5-12 and Brock stinks and Darnold gets hurt, but you already traded Trey Lance because you gave up on him, and Brandon Allen starts 5 games for you, and you're a 5-12 team, and you're a washout, then that press conference is more uncomfortable
for sure
than the press conference right now. If they trade him right now, on this day, May 26th, Trey Lance is dealt for a future 4th and a conditional 3rd.
Then they're crazy.
No, you're right. But the press conference right now is better than the press conference if they go 4-13 and Trey Lance is QB3 and he never gets a chance.
Yeah, I agree with that. Obviously, I don't think Trey Lance gets traded while Brock Purdy is still hurt. But if Brock gets the point where he's healthy and he looks like Brock, I don't know. Like, where's merit involved in all this? Where did we get some merit? Like, Brock Purdy earned this.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that four-string quarterback for the Raiders again.
No, his name was Thayer.
Oh, Thayer, not Merritt.
Thayer Mumford and Sons. Yeah.
Thayer. You threw me with that Merritt.
Right? Still the right tackle.
Is that, Grandy, isn't what you're saying unfair to Brock Purdy? It's not his fault that the 49ers drafted people where they drafted them.
Oh, that's fair. I think where I'm coming from is less about Trey Lance deserves a chance. Trey himself deserves a chance. It's more so the Niners need to be sure that they don't have anything with Trey Lance. And I'm not confident that they can determine that without consistent action in regular season games. How terrible would it be if he never gets a legitimate chance with this organization, goes wherever else, and turns out to be a quality quarterback?
To be better than Brock. It doesn't even matter if he's quality. If he's better than Brock, that's a disaster. That would be a disaster. I guess their job right now is to make sure that that's not the case. And it seems like they firmly believe that.
They better be right, is all I'm saying.
What if, what if the opposite happens with Sam Darnold?
I thought that was off mic. It went from off mic to on mic.
So what's the opposite with Sam?
He got a minimal chance elsewhere. You could argue that, you know, they moved off him pretty quickly in New York, and Carolina never really was going to get a chance. And just because of the awful organizations he played for, now that he's in a good one that can build up everything around the quarterback, now he actually, maybe he is a good quarterback.
So that would be bad for who?
I don't think it wouldn't be bad for anybody. I'm just saying, is that possible?
It'd be bad for the Jets, and it'd be bad for the Panthers if there's a self-realization of, oh, we're not good at this. We're not good at developing quarterbacks. We haven't put the right things around them. You know what I mean? Like, Zach Wilson has come in since then and been terrible. C.J. Stroud, right? Or no? Who went where with the QBs? C.J. went where and Bryce went where? To Carolina?
Bryce is in Carolina.
Houston. Thank you. That's what I thought. Yeah. And then what if Bryce does not develop? And now that's Carolina and the Jets going, oh, we got a systemic problem here.
Yeah.
With regard to the whole thing.
But you don't do systemic problems here in San Francisco because you have the QB whisperer. So to Lucas's point, if Darnold comes in and he shows that he's better than Trey Lance, and maybe it is a redemption situation for Sam Darnold, what does that say about Trey Lance if then he is ceremoniously traded elsewhere? And if Trey Lance goes elsewhere and he doesn't play well, that's also a disaster for Kyle Shanahan in terms of, you know, what could you have done with a couple more first-round picks? Picks have been enough to get you over the hump.
Which will become a thing if Brock Purdy is not taking the Niners to the end. And I don't even mean winning a Super Bowl, but you better be in Final Fours, Final Eights at least. Like, you better be competing, contending, or else, yeah.
Even if it is just Final Fours, you can still then ask, like, what if you would have had a better tight end to not have Brock Purdy get hurt last year? What if you would have used that first round pick?
I just mean
it would have had.
It wouldn't be enough for the team to be like, you're fired.
Correct.
Right. That's what I would say about it. I mean, it's the magic elixir. This could end up, and this is what I was saying yesterday in that video that we and Odyssey sent out all over the place about me saying that this could turn into being the worst draft pick the 49ers have ever made. What I meant by that is that there's a scenario here where the 49ers just wasted all of this 3 years of first round capital on a player they're never going to use. And I still think largely, while you could criticize them for that, largely people will not care if Brock Purdy is on the team playing well and the Niners are competing for championships. They won't care. It's like, yeah, you missed on the pick, but it doesn't matter.
Right. They'll care less. They'll care a lot less. There's going to still be that one portion of the audience who fire Kyle right now and, you know, this is a fireable offense, and how could you? Unless they win the Super Bowl and the quest for six goes on. But I agree with you in terms of if they do what they did last year, Brock was 5-0 as a starter, then 2-1 in the postseason. And if he plays like that and wins like that, all the noise will be quieted.
888-957-9570. Let's go to James in Oakland on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, James. What are you doing?
Yo, what's up, Willard and Dibbs?
What's cooking?
Honestly, I just got to say thank you for your show. During the graduation, I was just listening to it. I didn't want to listen to the boring principal speech. So just thank you for that. And you guys always motivate me into wanting to make my own podcast. So, yeah.
James, I love
it. What high school, James?
Yeah, can we understand this? You had AirPods in during your graduation ceremony listening to us instead?
Yeah.
Man, James. You
that's Skyline James or Oakland Tech?
You get a diploma.
He doesn't want to say.
No, James.
All right, James. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to say either.
He's a man of few words.
Yeah. What else, James?
Even when I grabbed the paper, I was still listening to it. It's the best show.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Thank you again, James. Is that all, or did you did you want to say something about, you know, the sports?
Oh, yeah. Niners, they have the most potential in the NFL right now. But they just need to and they're still in that quarterback position, which is kind of stupid. They should have been out of it. But they have three great quarterbacks right now, and if they all three get hurt, then it's just stupid because they have three solid quarterbacks, and they can make it to the Super Bowl easily with Shanahan.
Maybe we're tossing the word great around a little bit with the 49ers have three great quarterbacks. I don't know. I don't even know if they've got three good ones, but thank you, James. Keep your AirPods in, okay? Okay, you
thanks,
too, James. Yeah. There he goes. James in Oakland. I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well and let them tune us out. Let them wear their AirPods. Graduation. It's a
sensation.
Well, those things, cha-ching. Those things can take a while. And I would guess that it was a Skyline grad. Both my kids went to Skyline.
That was terribly rude what you just did.
He graduated. Yeah. He doesn't have to listen to those bozos.
That's what was right. Terribly rude?
Yeah. Well, just painting with a broad brush, deciding based on the call that it was a Skyline kid.
James from Oakland.
Yeah.
And Oakland has six public schools.
Correct.
And Castlemont, the smallest. McClyman's also very small. Fremont High School of Oakland would be the third smallest. Oakland High, shout out O-High, and the Wildcats. I would bet that he was either Skyline or Oakland Tech. Based on his ability to tune out. Those are the biggest schools in Oakland. You're not going to Castlemont and wearing your AirPods in a graduating class of about 28.
Maybe he's got long hair. No one would even know.
And it might have been a private school.
Yeah.
College prep. Head Royce, which runs you about 40 large, by the way, a year.
Well, some people got money in this
Bishop town. Bishop O'Dowd. I didn't know if he was an O'Dowd kid. I don't think they've graduated yet.
Lucas, is it Ivan? Is that what you're trying to write over
it's
here?
It's Ivan.
Yeah. Not Yvonne.
Okay, perfect. Ivan in Daly City. Hi, Ivan. What are you doing?
I am driving on the 280 heading home. There was a fire right near the 92.
All right, man. Get where you're going safely, okay?
You got it. So I just think that why would you sacrifice three or four games just to figure out what Trey is? If he was really good, he would be amazing in the preseason and beat out everyone in practice, right? So you got to win that job. Otherwise, you sit on the bench and you wait to take it over from the guy that gets hurt, just like what Tom Brady did, right? So that's what we should figure out.
Yeah, well, Ivan, A, I agree with you, but B, I will say there's a scenario here where this does get complicated, okay? Let's say Trey does, quote-unquote, light it up, right? He worked with Patrick Mahomes' coach in the offseason. Maybe he comes back, and you start to see it right now, and you love everything he's doing out there. And Brock doesn't really get much of a preseason because, A, he's either still coming back from the injury, or even if he's back, they don't want to subject him to much. They don't want to put him out there for hits, which is what you usually do with your starting quarterback anyway. There's a way where Trey can make this difficult. He can make it difficult, but I also want to express how hard it's going to be for the 49ers organization to sit a healthy Brock Purdy in week one.
It's not happening.
I really feel like we are overestimating that possibility. People are acting like things like something has not been earned by somebody. Brock Purdy has earned that. He's earned it from the locker room. He's earned it through his stats. He's earned it through his record.
Well, you could have stopped at locker room to me, Mark, because that ultimately is the way this goes. Because Kyle Shanahan, what's up, one of the expressions in pro sports that we talk a lot about? A coach has lost the locker room. When a coach loses a locker room, it's not like the lost and found. It's not like your phone when you left it at that radio station down in San Diego so many years ago where you lost your phone and then you found your phone. When you lose a locker room, you don't often find a locker room. When you lose it, that's it. And the easiest way for a head coach to lose a locker room in pro football is by playing a quarterback that the team does not believe gives them the best chance to win. So you're asking 55 or 46, I guess it's now 47 grown men on game day to go out there and literally put their lives on the line to try to win a football game. And you're going to tell those grown men, those alphas, yeah, we're playing this guy because we traded three picks for him and we want to see what we have. We know that Brock gives us a better chance to win, but darn it, guys, you could see my point here. We need to see what we have in Trey Lance.
Can't do it.
You lose your locker room.
Can't do it.
I mean,
and I apologize to Mark Grandy for dunking all over your point the day after your birthday.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate Mark Grandy. That's why I'm doing it.
Also true.
It's a pretty weak dunk.
Yeah. Whatever. It's a finger roll. Yeah, it's two points.
Come on. It's like a 5'6" white guy over here. If he can dunk at all, it's amazing.
5'7" and a half.
Sorry.
Getting shorter. So, me and Tim Kirkchen.
All right. So I was looking ahead.
He's 5'3". He's little. Sure.
He is little. Julian in San Bruno. What are you doing? How tall are you, Julian?
He's 6'1".
Oh, what's up, Wizard and Ad Libs? I'm 5'10".
5'10".
Wizard and Ad Libs. That's really good.
Almost the national average. Go ahead, Julian.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of thinking about this whole situation in terms of Alex Smith and Kaepernick, and then also the first year of Jimmy and Jimmy being sat and Trey starting. And like, to Dib's point about losing the locker room, didn't Shanahan lose the locker room already when he put Trey in head?
So the answer, I stop you there, Julian, and then you can keep going. The answer is a resounding no. Kyle Shanahan firmly has this locker room. I wish I could express to you the way the players talk and feel about Kyle Shanahan. And I mean that publicly and privately. He is the dude there and is very, very well respected.
Right. No, and I wholeheartedly agree. So then it just comes down to Shanahan, right? If he sees that Trey is better, he's going to play him. And if he does play him, then we should respect that, right? If the locker room is going to respect that, then let it happen.
Cause well, honestly, that's interesting.
I have a...
Yeah, no, go ahead, Julian.
My bad. I have a bad feeling that Purdy's going to hit a sophomore slump. I have a bad feeling that his elbow isn't going to carry him with the long ball.
He totally could. Julian, thanks. Sure, who knows what's going to happen in sports. Is the league going to have figured him out? And, is something health-wise going to come back to haunt him? All of these things are possible and on the table. But that's an interesting thought. Let's say we get to late August. Trey's had a great camp. Brock is still just kind of working his way back from injury, but healthy. And Kyle Shanahan decides Trey is better. And he starts him. Does the locker room just go, well, Kyle said so, so that's what we got to do?
I don't think so.
No, they've all got private thoughts. Yes, Kyle's the dude, but by the same token, like, I think that athletes look at one another and when there's achievement, just like any business, they're like, we you need to reward that. There's only one thing week one this year, whether it's true or not, that people in that locker room feel like they know. They feel like they know they can win with Brock Purdy.
Brock is coming back from injury, and if Brock goes through August and he still is trying to get himself comfortable and he still is recovering from surgery in some ways and he's not the Brock that he was last December and last January, and Trey now has been healthy since March and Trey's balling out, if Trey looks better in August than Brock Purdy does, it's not as tough a sell to the locker room. They're not going to say, but Brock was great last January. That's if not, Trey is really outplaying him, it's a different conversation.
I think it has to be a health thing. If everybody's healthy, Brock's, he's earned it. He's earned it.
Yes, but what you laid out was if Brock is healthy and Trey is simply playing better than him.
I guess this is what I mean. If you pitch the locker room, hey, Brock's not quite fully there yet with the arm. So Trey's going to start out the season. Okay, that's one thing. But I'm just talking about Trey wins the job. He wins the job because he had a better camp. Now that to me is much more dicey and controversial.
It just depends on who in that locker room is seeing the same thing as Kyle Shanahan. Because I don't think that Kyle Shanahan is going to come out and say, you know, Trey Lance is going to be our starter and stuff. We like what Brock's done, and Sam Darnold's right there as well and stuff. And we're just going to go with Trey, and we feel like he gives us the best chance to win and stuff. If he comes out and says that and stuff, I think that there's going to be a prevailing notion of that in the locker room. It's not going to be Kyle's the only one who thinks that.
Yeah.
That'll be Greasy. That'll be any of the various Kubiaks. That'll be a feeling, I think, that pervades the locker room and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's got to thank you for You're as welcome. Many and stuffs as you gave.
If I can. I'm trying.
I'm trying
not to mail it in.
It would have to be really firm. It would have to be really clear. Like, it would have to be obvious to everybody there. They're like, oh, my gosh, Trey looks amazing and Brock looks horrible. It would have to be that.
You're right.
You're right.
I
mean? Yeah.
I'm with you.
It'd have to be intense.
I got you.
Okay.
No, I see it.
Appreciate you.
I'm with you.
And stuff. No. Donnie in the city.
He took the bit too far.
Is next up on Willard and Dibbs. Or what was it? A Wizard and Ad Libs? I could get into it.
Really good.
Donnie, what are you doing?
I am I'm parked. I'm trying to talk to you guys.
Did you have a driveway moment? Did you just like drive somewhere?
No, he's
like,
on city streets.
I can't get out of the car because Wizard and Ad Libs are talking.
No, I pulled over so I don't go out of range. If I come up over here with a hill, I
was
reception.
Yeah, one of those hill houses.
Yeah, that's right. But I 100 wholeheartedly believe Trey Lance. You know, you were talking about this thing being merit-based, and I just think that, you know, people lose sight of the fact that 9 months ago, Trey Lance was named the starter, and he earned the job. And he obviously went out there against Seattle and snapped his leg, and Jimmy came in, got folded up in Miami, and Brock played well, but he earned the starting job. If they come back to camp, we're talking about Brock Purdy with if, ands, or buts. He's not healthy. So if he's in here in OTAs and Trey's playing well and they come back, and when Brock does come back, even if it's close, I would name Trey the starter. You need to see what you have in him, and I would give him 8 games. If he goes out there and he goes 2-6, 3-5,
woof,
then sit down, young man. It's not happening.
Can you imagine, Donnie? You want to know if Brock Purdy comes off of an 8-0 run and is healthy, and they give the job to Trey Lance, and he goes 2-6. You want to know who's going to sit down? Kyle Shanahan's going to sit down.
Ooh.
That is, what you're talking about is damn near a fireable offense to give someone 8 games and let them lose 6 of them when you've got another player who just went 8-0 in the NFL. Donnie, what you're saying to me sounds like you're saying that guys shouldn't lose their job to injury. And they just do. They do. In pro sports, when you find something that works, you roll with it. Was David Lee supposed to get his gig back when he got healthy? See you later, Draymond. Sit down. Because, you know, we don't want you to lose your gig to injury. When it works, man, you go with it. And you don't leave until it stops working.
8 games is aggressive.
Wow.
I don't disagree with what Donnie said.
I give him 2.5.
It's maybe. Yeah, it's probably about 2 or 3 games.
Yeah.
It depends on the results. And we talked about the schedule, which, you know, you open up at Pittsburgh. And I haven't done the look ahead lines yet. I would imagine Pittsburgh is going to be 4.5 or 5-point dogs.
No.
Niners are more than a touchdown better on a neutral, but that's not an easy opener. Brock Purdy, by the way, only gets credit for 5-0. I know the Miami game we all want to give him, but that was a game that Jimmy started. So in terms of Brock Purdy's record, he's 7-1 as a starter. He doesn't get Miami. He does get Philadelphia. It's not me making these things up. These are facts.
Well, boy, but then you said 5-0. Are you saying, are you taking
5-0
out the
regular
playoffs?
Year?
Regular, yeah.
So 7-0, yeah. And then 7-1. So
call it whatever you want. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the stat is
when
the
I'm
stat.
Supporting Brock Purdy, it's 8-0.
The stat
when I'm
is
down
the stat.
On Brock, 7-1.
There you go. The stat is the stat. And if I remember correctly, were they down 7-3 against Miami when he came in? So they were losing.
Yeah.
So it's even harder than winning when you start. He started with a 4-point deficit.
Yeah, he did.
So I'll give him that one. You don't have to.
And,
the internet, and the internet doesn't need to give him that one.
He
either.
Left Josh Johnson in a mess down 7-0.
Yes, he did. And Josh rallied the
They
troops.
Were at the 50-yard line, by the way. But everyone wants to say, oh, they were. That was a tie game. Josh Johnson led him down the field.
Right. By handing the ball to Christian McCaffrey.
After Brock coughed it up.
That's true. Dave in Fremont is next up. Hi, Dave. What are you doing?
I'm driving to go play with dinosaurs in Jurassic Quest with the kids.
Wow.
Good for you, Dave.
Start that big weekend off right.
Stegosaurus, am I right?
Yes, sir. Hey, so I got a statement really quick, and then I got a question for both of you guys, and I'll get your opinion off air. So the statement is, when I called in the other day, what I meant to say was you can't give up on Trey yet, because if you give up on Trey, that would have been like, what if you gave up on Fields because of his performance his first year? What if you gave up on Josh Allen for his first year? That's what I had to say about that. But my question is, if Trey starts 4 games and we're 4-0 and Brock Purdy comes back week 5, what do you do then? I say you roll with 4-0, because if it was Demi, you'd do the same thing, because he never did anything spectacular to get to 4-0.
Okay. Now, Dave, this is a very, very interesting scenario.
That's a good question. It's also a stupid question.
And all the scenarios, by the way, all summer long are just going to be that. They're just going to be
hypotheticals.
Yeah, here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's
Look
what's
at you going Tribe Called
scenario,
Quest.
Right? So, but
low end theory.
There is a scenario. Let's say Brock's not ready. What if, and I've thought about this, Brock's not ready, so Trey gets the gig, and then they roll. They're humming.
They beat Pittsburgh.
And Trey looks great.
They win in L.A. They beat Danny Dimes at home in the home opener, and then they beat the Kyler Murray-less Cardinals on October 1st.
49ers are 4-0.
Dallas comes to town.
Okay, they're 4-0, but just, right, they're 4-0, and then Brock's healthy, but they're 4-0, and Trey has been really good. Then what do you do?
It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Right, which because I know what you're going to say. You stick with Trey. Because,
yes, hello.
Because Trey will have done the same thing in that 4-game stint that Brock did in last year's 8-game stint that earned him the job here.
Exactly.
Which is when something's working, you go with it. You go with it.
So Dallas comes in and beats the Niners, and Trey looks a little shaky. Then you go to Cleveland the next week at 10 a.m., and Trey doesn't look good at all. Guess what? And guess what?
Brock.
You go to Brock.
Bring him to me.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's the way this goes. And if Brock is not healthy enough and ready to go, and I think a more likely scenario, Mark, is let's say 2 games. So Brock's not ready until week 3. And Trey Lance beats the Steelers on the road. And Trey Lance beats the hapless Rams in L.A. And they're 2-0. I think then it becomes a more viable question as to what you do.
Yeah, I think so. And I think maybe what I would hope for is that Kyle gives us a Jim Harbaugh type of press conference. We're going to go with Brock and Trey.
Nice.
We're going to go with Brock and Trey. They're both of our quarterbacks. That's all I can hope for. Yeah, I think for Brock to not be the quarterback, Trey's going to have to. It can't just be wins. You can't win 16-10. You got to go out there and look good.
It's true.
They average 33 points a game with him, and that's going to stick. It's going to stick for a while. Ryan in San Jose on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Ryan, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm just heading home, man, getting ready to start my next 2-day weekend.
Out of bed.
Yeah, I can go enjoy some sun and just relax.
Well, you can enjoy some overcast also. Go ahead.
Oh, Dibs, are you still reffing volleyball, or are you just doing daily sports?
I'm just doing basketball. This new afternoon gig I got here, it's kind of cutting into my afternoon refereeing.
Dang it. I was hoping to see you out there at some point. But anyways, hey, just got to say, Shanahan has, you know, always done a great job of scheming for his quarterbacks, regardless of who he's had, from Nate Mullins to, you know, to Brock Purdy to whomever. You know he's got three schemes right now for Darnold and Trey and for, you know, for Brock. He's got things all dialed up, and the team's going to be ready for whomever. And, you know, Diz, I think, you know, you stole my thunder when I said, or when you said, that, you know, the team, you know, understands that whoever is winning at the, on the practice field is going to, you know, win the job. They'll be fine with that. And, you know, you guys have been saying the right things. He owns the locker room. They trust Shanahan. They know that with him, he will get them to, you know, NFC championships. He'll put them always in a winnable situation. And so, you know, having three good quarterbacks or decent quarterbacks will say, you know, the other guy was thrown around great. I wouldn't call them all great. But we've got three serviceable, good, solid NFL quarterbacks. And I think Trey's got the most upside. Brock was phenomenal and got us to where we wanted to go. And too bad he got hurt. But, I think the great situation we're in is we're not thinking about maybe Nate Mullins or whatever his name was, and everybody
We had some good, solid people. Yeah, Ryan, here's the way I would say it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Everyone's having a hard time putting a word on. We got three great quarterbacks or three solid quarterbacks or three. I don't even know what Sam Darnold is. Here's what I think Kyle thinks. I think Kyle thinks he's got three quarterbacks with whom he can win a football game.
He's got three quarterbacks.
Yeah, and one of them, he knows he can win a bunch of football games. I don't know, right? We can't use the word great on anybody right now. Not even Brock Purdy. Can't do that. That's way too early to say that.
There's probably 10 great quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Oof, even that number's big.
Well, I don't want to play this game because we all do this as a way to kill time on local sports radio. Yeah. But if we say 10 as a ballpark, and then we can get down to your Justin Herberts, or we can get down to wherever we want to draw the line. The point is the Niners don't have one of them. But what they have...
They might. We don't know yet.
Right.
They
might. I think it's more likely that they don't have a top 10 quarterback on the roster. But
probably.
My point has always been this, Mark. It doesn't matter. Because Kyle Shanahan and that beautiful laminated play sheet that's two-sided, six-point font, that to me is more important than who your quarterback is. Because your scheme... And your roster around the QB is elite.
Jose in Oakland is next up on Wizzy and Dibby. hey, Jose, what are you doing?
Right now, I'm listening to you guys, and I'm stuck on traffic. But yeah. Listening to you guys makes it a lot easier.
Well, that's the deal, man. That's what we're going for.
Look, there's a couple of things here. People keep saying we have three really good quarterbacks. We don't know that, okay? Sam Darnold so far hasn't shown that he is good, serviceable, I guess. Trey Lance. Let me go back to Purdy. Purdy, he has proven it to me. As far as my own opinion, he is the actual QB that can take us somewhere, provided he doesn't get hurt. As far as Trey Lance, you know what? I think like Trey Lance, quarterbacks are just like, you know, ace pitchers, okay? They need to know that they have, that their head coach has faith in them, okay? They trust them that they're going to, you know, go out there and win. And it seems to me like Kyle keeps giving mixed messages to Trey, okay? Because to me, it would seem like if Brock is healthy, Trey Purdy is going to be like quarterback number three.
Jose, last year, he
put in my head of Jimmy Garoppolo, a guy that took him to a Super Bowl and to an NFC Championship game.
But Jose, you got to know the context of that if you're going to have that conversation, and I know that you do. Jimmy Garoppolo was such a last-minute parachute situation. I don't even think he was ready to play come week one. And in fact, when he got thrown in there week two, then he came out and had that horrific start in week three against Denver. And what did he say after the game? He goes, I had no camp. Like, I'm not ready yet. I'm not fully where I want to be. So you just have to remember that the whole first part of camp was Trey Lance is our quarterback, and they weren't going to switch that at the last minute with the whole Jimmy Garoppolo situation. I don't think that's fair to call it a mixed message. It's my belief that Trey Lance has received the same message the whole time, which is, we drafted you to be our guy. You're our guy. Then you got hurt. And somebody else came in and was a better guy. And you're still here, and we're going to give you every opportunity for that to turn back around and go the other way.
Yeah.
But you are going to have to firmly steal that thing.
And that's the nature of this position at any team in the National Football League, quite frankly, in terms of what it's like. It doesn't matter once you're drafted where you were drafted. Trey Lance was drafted number 3 overall, and that gives you a grand total of 0 when it comes to a leg up on the competition.
Yep.
You get drafted number 3, all that guarantees you is a chance to come into camp and stick around. You come into camp, you compete for the job, and even if you stink to high heaven, because you were drafted that highly, you get a chance to stink for longer. That's all you're given.
Right. Have you noticed that we actually should love the 49ers for this? We're all like, gosh, they got to give it to Trey. He was the 3rd overall pick. When we stick with people too long because they were the 3rd overall pick, the fans hate it. It's like, well, they're only sticking with him because he was the 3rd overall pick.
You go 3-7 in the NBA is what happens.
Said that about Solomon Thomas for years. Oh, they're only sticking with him because he's the 3rd overall pick.
James Wiseman.
Right.
They traded him.
2 overall pick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Sponsored by Raid from SC exactly. Johnson. That's Dibby. I'm Wizzy. 888-957. More of your phone calls. Coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't do it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You know what we haven't even mentioned yet, and we'll get to a couple more calls on the Niner thing here on the way out the door, for sure. But DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop.
Was flat, like, released. See you later.
Well.
No, I mean, it's not terribly
you
surprising.
You can't afford him. Remember that old bit?
I really do. That's
we're
amazing.
We're going to Sizzler. It's Eddie Murphy, I believe.
You didn't get none.
Totally.
You can't. You all well.
Totally.
I totally
you can't afford it.
Oh, gosh.
Your quarterback's injured.
I love it when we date ourselves. It's fun. It's fun.
And I retweeted the great Warren Sharp at Sharp Football on Twitter, who released the Kyler Murray cap numbers, the dead cap numbers,
poof,
the dead cap bounce, because all the teams do the same thing, basically. You give a quarterback a boatload of money. First 2 years, small cap hits. You want to maximize those years, knowing that on the back end, years 3 through 6, it's gonna hurt. And that's where Arizona is.
Well, listen, here's something we don't talk about that much with the Niners situation that I think is very relevant. We all want the 49ers to get one of them damn elite guys, right? Guess what? So does everybody else. They're really hard to find. You don't necessarily know. Yeah, everyone, oh, they passed on Mahomes. Well, yeah, actually quite a few teams passed on Mahomes. So that's not an excuse, but there's only, like, I mean, you said, you know, 10 elite quarterbacks. I think your number's high. Like, I think there are about 6 guys every year who are like, those are the Super Bowl people. And even that might be a hot number. We might really just be talking about, like, Mahomes and Burrow and Allen. And that's it. You know, Hurts didn't do it. I know we like him.
Right.
There are other guys we like. Lamar.
Herbert. Rodgers.
Sure.
I mean.
But like, yeah. right? So every team wants one of those guys. In the absence of having one of those guys, what you should do is be like the 49ers, which is cycle through guys who aren't making that much money and see if you can rock with them with an elite roster around them. But what I never want the Niners to do, which they kind of did with Jimmy the first time around, I never want the 49ers to break off the guy as he's the highest paid player in the NFL when he's actually like the 16th best quarterback in the league. Hey, Cardinals, talking to you. Raiders did it with Carr. Cowboys did it with Dak. Raiders finally moved on from Carr. Now the Saints have done it with Carr. Like, that's the going rate. Kirk Cousins, Minnesota. Like, you're not going to win the dance. And you're paying your dude $40 million a year. So the 49ers could be like, well, we didn't win either, but we're paying our guy $800,000. So, and you're flexible then for when the dude comes along who you think is the guy. The problem is that's what the Niners did, and they may well have picked the guy to be the guy who's not the guy.
Right, but the guy who they picked to be the guy who's not the guy comes off the books sooner than some of these guys. Trey Lance, according to Spotrac, as I like to go to it, he's ranked number 20 in the NFL in cap hit this year, $9.3 million. Meanwhile, your de facto starter, Brock Purdy, 84th at $889,252. To your point, Mark, you want a guy who's the guy, but you don't want to have to pay him top dollar unless he's number one on the list. Patrick Mahomes, $39.7 million is the cap hit. Worth every penny and probably more than that.
For sure.
But here are the guys after him in terms of cap hit rankings. Number two, I may not be the starter, Ryan Tannehill.
Whoops.
36.6.
Yep.
Number three, I seem to be bouncing back. Our team's on the rise, Jared Goff, 30.9. Number four, I may lose my job with a couple of bad starts, but I'm the man. Dak Prescott is number four. Jimmy Garoppolo, I had surgery. I'm number five. Lamar Jackson, you paid me. You had no choice. I'm number six, tied with Russell Wilson. Uh-oh. Danny Dimes is eight. Ooh-wee is nine. Kirk Cousins. And then Matthew Stafford, I may have a career-ending neck injury, is number 10. I haven't yet mentioned names like Allen, Burrow, or Herbert.
Right.
To your point.
The guys you actually want. So
you want a guy who's the guy, but you don't want to have to pay him like he's the guy unless he's done Mahomesian things.
There are tiers here. There are the Mahomes, Burrow, Allen type teams where it's like, there's no doubt that's our dude. But then of the other three things, like, what would you want to be? Would you want to be like, we don't have the guy, but we're also not paying the guy? Or the worst of it is we're paying the guy and he's definitely not the guy.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray.
Tannehill.
Maybe Tannehill. But there's also we're paying the guy and the guy is good enough to get us in the playoffs every year, but it's not like we're going to win anything. Hey, Kirk Cousins, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Would you rather be that and be relevant, but I'm not going to win at all? Or be flexible like the 49ers have sort of accidentally ended up being, which is like we might also, we're probably in it. I don't know if we're going to win it, but if we don't, you know, we still got flexibility.
Right.
I don't know.
Kirk Cousins is an interesting one because when his contract is up, what does Minnesota do? Because Kirk Cousins is not at the end of his career. He's probably due for one more hefty contract. Does Minnesota go all in on 3 to 4 more years of Kirk Cousins?
I doubt it. It depends on how this year goes.
Right. What's your alternative?
Trade for Trey Lance.
Okay.
Bring him home.
Bring him home. There
coming
you go. Because that's the answer.
I'm coming home.
If you're Minnesota, you want to go from Cousins to Trey Lance.
Coming home.
That's a man. You talk about your step back.
Well, I mean, who knows? I don't know what Trey Lance is going to do. I know what Kirk Cousins is going to do.
Is the fourth highest quarterback, highest paid quarterback on the roster. you can't forget about
Brandon Allen's making more than him.
I just had 1.092. B. Allen.
It's so funny.
And Darnold is making a boatload.
Yeah.
His cap hit is
3.5, I think.
Well, his cap hit's 5.05.
Okay. But I think, I think he stands to make 3.5 this year.
Right. But the cap hit, I think, may include, does it include monies from Carolina?
It might.
Sometimes these cap things, they throw me a little bit.
Whatever. Yeah. Richard Fremont, what are you doing? You're on with Willard and Dibs.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm just pulling into this parking lot right here. I'm going to go in here and give me a bottle of Yellowtail Cabernet.
What is up, Friday night?
Am I right?
Okay. So, first of all, I'm going to say, Dibs, your impression of Kyle Shanahan was hilarious, dude, and stuff. So,
thank you, Rich. I've been working on it. I know on my drive in every day and stuff. I'm in traffic, and I try to work on my monotone and also the volume and stuff. Thank you, Rich.
Right. So I'm with you guys. I think at the end of the day, I think people need to stop, thinking that just because, Trey Lance, basically got picked and they had to get up all these picks and all of a sudden Trey Lance is going to be the starter. It's like at the end of the day, we need to keep it real for what it is. Professional, commercial, coaches, they are picking the person that's going to help them win games, period. It could be Sam Darnold. But I tell you right now, the guy who is healthy, the guy who is playing better in camp, that's the guy he's going to go with. The best ability is availability. If you ain't available, then you ain't helping them win. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you, Rich. Thank you for your kind comments. And that's true, except for when you do start to get to a point of, again, what's been earned, what have you seen before. That's a tiebreaker. If Trey looks great, but Brock comes back and he's healthy and he looks great too and everybody looks great, then Brock's starting week one.
Right.
Tiebreaker is Brock.
And I think the tiebreaker comes in as far as roster longevity goes. And Trey Lance gets to stay on the roster longer because of what they invested to bring him in.
I guess. Although the contract, the decision comes sooner.
Right, it does, but you also have the dead cap eat that you would have to swallow.
No doubt.
There's more to this. I can't wait till Tuesday.
Yeah, do you want to have a great Memorial Day weekend?
I really do.
Okay, enjoy yourself, bud.
You too, buddy.
Right. And Tuesday, here we go. But first, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises, best of the game, full hour, 95.7 the game's best content from the day. And we hand that over to Mr. 27-year-old Mark Randy. So for Dibs and for Grandy and for Lucas, I'm Mark. Everybody have a great weekend, okay? And shoot your shot, because it's all you got.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.